Also on the top five, Syrian forces continue their mop-up operations against insurgents. In their latest push, the army seized a strategic town in the north after days of fierce battles. Syrian opposition sources say government troops have gained the upper hand in fighting militants as they've recaptured the town of Ariha in Latakia province. The strategic coastal province is located near a major highway that connects Latakia to Idlib and Aleppo. The latest achievement has paved the way for reopening a supply route between the coastal area and army-controlled areas in Idlib province. This is while Syrian soldiers continue their fight against militants in nearby towns and mountains to take full control of the region. In recent months, government forces have made inroads on the insurgency in central Syria and around the capital, Damascus. Get more now from Mohammed Ali, our correspondent with us live from Damascus. So, Mohammed, first of all, give us a brief update of the developments that have been made on the ground in terms of the fighting between insurgents and government forces, what the recapturing of Ariha means strategically for Syria as well.
Yes, Huma, as you have just said, the Syrian army has gained the upper hand in Ariha area in Idlib's countryside, or Latakia countryside. It is in between those two Syrian cities. It is a strategic one because it links from the east, Jisr al-Shughur, and all the way going to Latakia city. From the north, Idlib, and from the south, also other strategic areas. And it lies between also strategic mountains that overlook also other towns and villages in that area. As you know, Huma, the Syrian army just a month ago ended operations there that led to regaining control over several also strategic hills after killing a large number of foreign-backed militants, mainly from al-Nusra Front, a Qaeda-linked group over there. We also know that in Damascus and its countryside, operations continue over here. Today we were accompanying the army in one of the areas over there, namely al-Mu'addamiyya, where it is, of course, this area is a stronghold for the militants as it is a supply line for the militants in Dariya, just close to it, and it is very close to the highway that links Damascus with the Golan, occupied Golan Heights. Other areas also witness operations, Huma, as the Syrian army advanced more, striking the hideouts of militants in areas like Harasta, Douma, you have Hajjera, Beit Sahem, Aqraba, in addition to Hajjera and Al Sbeina. All of those areas, Huma, are in Damascus countryside. What we have to note here is that this is itself the continuation of operations, despite all the pressures and the of attacking the Syrian government, is a message for all of the world that the Syrian army will continue its operations against those armed men and will continue to eliminate them. Because, as you know, all of those signs by the United States that it might attack Syria is only to frighten the Syrian government and stop it from advancing further. Because now, as you know, the foreign-backed militants seem to be defeated and surrounded and under siege in Damascus countryside.
Right, and Mohammed, we also had news earlier on of the concern now among the Syrian people that some areas in Damascus could be targeted and human shields being formed around them. Tell us about how this news of a possible military strike has affected public opinion in Syria and whether it has actually united them more around the government.
Yes, Huma, for sure. A large number of Syrians started gathering, starting from yesterday, in various parts of Damascus, at least, not the countryside, because the countryside is mainly witnessing confrontations. A large number of Syrians in secured areas have gathered to say one word to the United States, which is no for any American strike or any Western-led strike on Syria, because this is a foreign state that is trying to attack their country, an independent country, a sovereign country. They feel that they all should be united in the face of such a strike. They have seen what's happened in Iraq. The United States and its Western allies and all of those who participated in attacking Iraq did not bring peace and stability to even one single Iraqi citizen. Explosions still happen up till this moment in that country. Such strikes did not achieve anything for the people of Iraq and for the country itself. Take, for example, also Libya. They do not want to see further destruction. All they want is a political solution that would end this conflict and bring back security for them so they can start building their country again after the armed men infiltrated into their neighborhoods, displaced them and destroyed them.
Mohammed Ali, a correspondent in Damascus there. Thank you very much, Mohammed.